The efforts to raise money for necessary items for the army for people here in Israel is a vast network of activity, and we were introduced late last week to a gentleman named Hanan Burstein. Hanan Burstein has started an effort called Tzachi Israel. All right, the spelling may be a drop difficult, so get this. It's TZACHIIsrael.org. And, of course, there's an English section there. You can go to TzachiIsrael.org/ENG to get to that page. And Hanan is with us live via telephone to explain exactly what the organization has been doing. Hanan Burstein, a pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Hi, Malcolm. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Appreciate that. All right, so the war started, and obviously you saw, and others saw, a specific need here in Israel, especially as it pertains to the IDF, to the Israel Defense Forces. Tell us about those early days and what led to the establishment of Tzachi Israel.
Of course. So as a former soldier myself, and with family as well as friends who are fighting on the front lines, there was a dire need for essential supplies and coordination with the IDF. We noticed there was a major issue that people were purchasing, whether it be airsoft helmets or airsoft vests, and just putting it on shipments and shipping it off to Israel. And as a result of that, people were spending hundreds of thousands of dollars that were just going to waste, and therefore it was unusable by the IDF. Wow. So that's where we stepped in right off the bat. We started speaking to units as well as commanders, battalion commanders, trying to figure out what kind of gear and essential equipment they need in order to provide it for them. So we raised to date approximately 200,000 USD of allocated supplies, from tactical vests to tactical helmets to hygienic supplies to tactical gloves, knee pads, dry fit shirts, tzitzit, anything and everything that soldiers need and want. We wanted to fill that gap. We also drive throughout Israel, so we've collectively driven so far 7,000 miles since the war has started. We delivered to 80 different bases, and we've had some rockets blown up near us while delivering. For we've driven to the Lebanon border, through Hawara, all the way down south past Beersheba, and everywhere in between.
Hanan Burstein is with us live via telephone. You did your service as a member of Sayeret Givati. And I point that out because there, as you said, and we know this is true, there are a lot of efforts going on. Kudos to all of them. I'm not here to evaluate. There are a lot of efforts going on to get proper equipment and proper needs to the Army bases, to the soldiers. It sounds like you have a real advantage, meaning because you were a soldier and you're familiar with how the system works and you know which questions need to be asked and how to get them answered, like where to go and where these deliveries are best used, et cetera, et cetera. I would assume, being from your type of background and so many of your colleagues in this effort being of that type of background, that can only be a major advantage.
Oh, 100%. We get questions all the time via WhatsApp, our official Instagram, our official page, where people shoot us emails asking what kind of headlights, what kind of tactical uniforms. And the issue, and we love that everyone's trying to help, is that people aren't aware of what to purchase. So one of the benefits is that I have a distributor in the United States who has ITAR clearance, which means they can get tactical gear such as helmets, scopes, bulletproof plates into Israel without an issue, which was a big problem. And as someone who's in contact with high-level commanders, I know exactly what needs to be allocated, and from there we progress.
Oh, I have a feeling you might be working with the people who actually sent a lot of that gear with me the other day. I have a feeling, as you're saying it, I have no inside information, folks, but it would be funny if that would be the part of the story that brings my episode full circle. So, Hanan, let me ask you a question. or more so than a question, let me remind this audience that one of the most frustrating things about the involvement that people from thousands of miles away are having in this war is that very often there are supplies being sent, serious combat gear supplies, other times not as serious but certainly needed supplies, whether it's food items, etc., and they'll get stuck in customs or sit somewhere and not be dealt with. Again, not blaming anybody per se, but this is, you know, this is what happens when you're sending stuff to a country from 6,000 miles away. Some of those shipment episodes don't go well. It sounds like every time you have a donation, every time you have a purchase, every time you have boxes of stuff that have to get somewhere, they will get to the place they need to get to.
Oh, 100%. We try to get everything. Not only do we source from the United States when it comes to bulk items, we have a order. We have a $20,000 order arriving tomorrow that we place through our distributor of vests, Leatherman, so multi-tools, knee pads, and Camelback, water packs.
Right.
So we also source here in Israel. So that means we're able, if it comes to food supplies, hygienic needs, XL, like energy drinks, that's whatever the soldiers need, we can get it also here. But the bigger bulk items, we get there.
Right.
So, for example, we also, a week and a half ago, we rented an ice cream truck, went to six different hotels in the Herzliya region, and gave out 750 ice creams to families that were evacuated from the south that are staying here in Herzliya. So that was a seven-hour ordeal, but that was just something we did on the side to try to boost the morale. So on top of getting soldiers supplies, we also try to lift the overall enjoyment and try to make the stay here and outside of their homes easier. So in regards to the food supplies, it's definitely harder to make those shipments. But again, there's certain things that are crucial, like hydration packs that we constantly get orders from, and we bring them out to bases. Another benefit of being here is that sometimes I'll just get requests of money just to be sent. For example, I got a request from Elite Unit, and they had a rocket fall on all their gear, and it destroyed everything. And they were in Gaza. So I sent them around $3,000 in order for them to go out, have someone go out immediately, purchase all the equipment they need, and then bring it back in. Wow. Because they needed that ASAP. And, you know, that's what we're here to do, provide for our soldiers, be there at a moment's notice. Doesn't matter if it's 3 a.m, doesn't matter if it's 10 o'clock at night. We will be there constantly for our soldiers.
Pretty amazing. All right, everybody. Hanan Burstein and his colleagues. He's got a lot of colleagues. You can see a photo of some of the work that they're doing on the website, who are doing everything in their power to get important items. I mean, some of them serious combat items to the soldiers. And as you heard, the supply chain coming in and the supply chain going out is a pretty reliable one, and that's what we all want to hear. We want to hear that we're supporting a cause, that whatever is important to the soldiers is getting to the soldiers, and it certainly seems that way from the work that Tzachi Israel is doing. Go to the website, donate. Simple as that, donate. All of us around the world want to do what we can, toss in a few dollars to help efforts like this. I know that, that everybody wants to be involved, and they'll hopefully be able to keep going during this war with whatever's needed, if they have the financial help. Go to tzachiisrael.org, tzachiisrael.org/en for the English page, and you'll see the donate button prominently at the top right of the page. And I hope everybody will give generously and help Hanan Burstein and his team of volunteers do their holy work. TzachiIsrael.org, TzachiIsrael.org. Check it out today. Another worthwhile effort on behalf of our blessed IDF. Hanan, continued the success with this. You and your colleagues are doing amazing work. And send our best to all the soldiers as you drive through Israel delivering all these important supplies. And I hope that the people around the world will respond and help keep you guys going.
Will do. Thank you for having me, Nachum.
A pleasure. Hanan Burstein, everybody. TzachiIsrael.org. T-Z-A-C-H-I Israel.org. Check it out, and let's make this, or at least do our part to help make this a great success.